I've trained a lot of people in the last 15, 20 years who just can never seem to get a grip on why they can't lose weight, specifically fat. They do everything right. They assure me they are following the plan. They are sticking to the diet. They are making huge sacrifices. And still, the scale doesn't move. And guess what? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hey, to all my Madison, Wisconsin homies out there, is Aaron Rodgers going to sign with the Jets or what? What are you guys getting for this dude? Maybe you should pray for him. Hey, this is Garth Ekman of the David Lions. You can reach me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Let's jump into it today. We're not really talking about weight loss or fat loss, but it's a great analogy. See, I've trained people in the past who they'll not be able to understand why they just can't seem to lose weight, lose fat. They even tell me stories about how every Friday night, our family gets together for mom's pasta and pie night, and I don't eat any of it. None of the homemade bread or pasta, none of the rich creamy Alfredo sauce or the spaghetti sauce with meatballs, not one bite of the desserts, and I don't drink any of the sugary alcoholic beverages. And you know what? They make fun of me and they say, oh, you should just have a little, but I won't. I won't do it. And they make such dramatic sacrifices, even though their family, yeah, kind of looks at them cross-eyed, but then they're scratching their head. I still don't lose weight. Why? Well, guess what? There are those who read and pray and go to church, and they just don't ever seem to have a life full of God's power or presence. They never miss a Sunday service. They go to the extra weekday services. They attend a Bible study. They even serve in ministries in church. And, well, guess what? Their prayers are still kind of powerless. And they've missed the point of what truly brings power in a disciple's life, in a person who follows Christ. The same way the dieter can't seem to lose weight, well, guess what? You don't lose weight by skipping the buffet or by not eating mama's homemade spaghetti night. You lose weight by eating healthy every day. You might say by obeying simple dietary rules every day. In the same way, you increase in power and anointing not through sacrifice, but simply through purity, intimacy, and obedience. That's power. 1 Samuel 15:22, obedience is better than sacrifice. You've heard that, right? The word there, obedience, in the Hebrew is shema. Hearing God, giving heed to His voice, not just hearing His voice, but it's demonstrated by our actions. Have you ever been scared? Someone walks up next to you and you don't see them and they go, hey, buddy, and you're like, ooh, hey, ooh, you scared me. That's shema. You hear God's voice and it moves you to action. And what about this verse? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. See God there in the Greek, horaho. It means you shall experience, discern, and perceive God in its most purest form. And that word there, purity, amazing, right? In this verse, purity plus obedience equals power. For a long time, I held to a very self-disciplined life. You might even call it self-sacrificial, but very much lacking in purity. Now, I've learned over the years, and of course, still learning, that simple steps of obedience and purity bring power. The pure in heart shall see God. Purity is choosing to please God in the little things. That's what purity is. What is purity? It's choosing to please God in the little things. That's what purity is all about. When you look at the ingredients and it says 99% pure, you don't look in the bottle and see a big rock in that cold-pressed olive oil from Italy. Purity is based on the little things. It would be ridiculous if the jar said 99% pure with only a few rocks in it. Purity comes down to the little things in life, the little choices in life, choosing to hear God's voice in the minute details. What are the little things in your life that are causing impurity? Oh, probably not murder, hate, cheating, Maybe it's, I don't know, who you follow on social media. Maybe it's too much secular music. Or maybe it's even what you listen to. Maybe it's as simple as the people you choose to hang out with and spend most of your time with. So you got the big things, right? Reading, praying, obeying, and you got the Big Ten down. The Big Ten Commandments, not a problem. And you even, well, you're a Sunday go-to-meeting regular attender. But today, you look at your life and you go, yeah, still no power. Still no real intimacy. I'm still kind of just trudging along. What's going on? I didn't go to the X-rated movie. I quit looking at porn. I quit sleeping with my girlfriend or my boyfriend. I quit talking about people behind their backs. Maybe it's just simply the little things. Work on purity. And how are the little things coming anyway? That's a question you should ask yourself every day. Intimacy plus purity plus obedience brings power. This is Garth Heckman. David Alliance, keep slaying giants.